The scripture that was read to us this morning, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, there are needs, there are still needs. There's a need to hear from God, there's a need to ask God for what He will answer. In prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, it's happening now. Thank you, God. Everybody in this room, what about what you're thanking God for? There's a lot. There's a bigger list of thank you than please help. And how long till it's perfect? Absolutely. But with thanksgiving, make your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Are you guarded in your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus today? Because the scripture calls us to that. And because when we pray, we finish the prayer with thank you. Thank you that you've heard. I know that you know. I'll watch for the ship's arrival. It's coming. So everybody here, when you sing that song, you think, how long? That's your not yet category. How long till the stuff that's not yet, Lord? But you finish that with thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that is. Risen Lord Jesus Christ, no longer on the cross, at the right hand of God, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is worthy of praise. That's true. I'm not just singing happy songs to a sad heart. Do things still happen that hurt? Absolutely. But do we believe a God who knows and who hears and who sees and who comes and who brings and who delivers? We do. That's what I'm seeing in the book of Exodus as I'm reading through the Bible this year. Where are you at in your scripture as you read through it to feed on who God is and what He is? Where are you? Where are you today?